our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 366, the three stanzas. And not haughty is my heart, and not lofty is my pride. I do not seek to know the things God's wisdom hath denied. And what follows, Psalter 366, the three stanzas. A portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm, it should be 143, not 133, but 143. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 143. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then on this evening hour, the second time upon this Lord's day, then thou permittest us and our children to come up to thy house, and then we may still be permitted as a congregation of poor sinners to come at thy throne of grace with all our blessings, our needs, our desires, our trials, and also with our sins. Lord, wilt thou grant what thou requires, and that is a broken and a humble heart, a bowing before thy majesty, profound impressions of our unworthiness, but also faith to believe that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. O Lord, do bless us and do increase us. Thou yet maketh the great difference, and surely that is for a holy purpose, for the ingathering of thy church, but also for the preserving of the same. And then also on this day, then thou maketh the difference, yea, a great difference, with most of the people upon the face of the earth. Then we commend unto thee all the hungry ones, the starving ones, the multitudes that are sick upon sick beds, death beds, in hospitals and other places, the countries where there is war, so much mourning, so much suffering. Then we think of all those that have no home, that have no loving family, that are destitute, that are overwhelmed, those that are even despairing, and with their despair, who do not have a Bible to open, and have never been taught to pray, the great multitudes in hospitals, and then the great numbers that do not go up to thy house, that have spent this day as other days, the great multitudes under heathen religions, under strange and false religions, being deceived, and our Lord, then we and our dear children may still have a place in thy house under thy word and eternal testimony. May that at times, may that become a wonder. May that also take place in this evening hour. Thou knowest most perfectly how that we have come up. When we consider what we make ourselves worthy of because of all of our transgressions, our unthankfulness, murmuring rebellion, then the wonder should only become greater, O Lord. Come then down with thy spirit and with thy power in the hearts of young and old, and that it may please thee by thy almighty, free and sovereign grace, in this evening hour to convert our boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, do spare us, that we build not upon sandy foundations, and do remember thy people. Thou knowest where they dwell. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou also knowest how they have come up in this evening hour. Ah, may there be those hungry and thirsty ones when that is missing. May it be granted in thy house. And, oh Lord, thou hast promised in so many different places for those true longing and desiring souls after thee and thy righteousness, that they shall be filled with thy goodness. May that take place in this evening hour. Be then a surprising God. We commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. Wilt thou remember the branch, the leaders? Wilt thou bless them? Bless thy word among young and old. We commend unto thee the persecuted church. So many different countries and places where thy church could not freely gather. Wilt thou in a special way uphold those in prison? Ah, may it be granted by the work of thy Spirit, that it may be granted what thou hast granted to Paul and Silas, that they were given to praise and sing thy praises in the night, worthy to suffer for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We commend unto thee the Jewish nation. May the time come, may it be hasted, when the veil may be taken away. May the war be used to that end. And we remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants and the team. May the labors be richly blessed. May it please thee to incline a heart to become a church worker, to become a sower of the seed. Remember Bible translators, fill them with that profound reverence where they are dealing with thy holy word, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth, many times in possible ways, that thou may open the doors. Wilt thou bless thy word that may be sent into the prisoners? Oh, bless it for their salvation. Wilt thou remember all the temporal needs, all the sick and afflicted, oh Lord? Do remember the mother who was scheduled for surgery, grave and serious circumstances. May thou guide the hand of the physician. May there yet be means. May they be given to cry unto thee. May the callings be sanctified in the midst of the family circle. Wilt thou remember all those that struggle with continual pain, with weariness of the body, where they can become so discouraged, ah, Lord. May all that speaking be used, that they may be as that little Samuel. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. For under all the tribulations we cannot remain the same, either humbled or hardened. We commend by renewal unto thee all the mourning ones and all the elderly ones. Do remember the handicapped ones. Remember those that struggle with weakness of mind, O Lord. Well, thou place underneath thy everlasting arms, and when there are those moments when it seems to become too difficult, may they be given to open thy word. May they be given to bow their knees to tell thee all, and to humbly ask thee that thou may uphold them, and above all to save their never dying souls. Wilt thou continue to provide for the daily bread for our family circles, and do remember our family circles in the months when our children are not called to continually study. May thy word also in these months have a central place in the family circle, that we grieve thee not with our sins. Wilt thou graciously spare and watch over us. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then we humbly ask thee once more for thy gracious help. Wilt thou remember all the hearers, give ears to hear, hearts to perceive, be then a surprising God, and that in this evening hour, when we leave thy house, that we may have received something that we may take home. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 428, the stanzas 6, 7, and 8. O Lord, thou art my portion and my lot. I said that I would keep thy word forever. Though to my sorrow I have oft forgot, and what follows, Psalter 428, the stanzas 6, 7, and 8. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, the question and answer 124, which is the third petition. Answer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Lord's Day 41 speaks of the third petition, thy will be done, with four thoughts. In the first place, the revelation of God's will. Secondly, the obeying of God's revealed will. Thirdly, submitting to God's secret will. And in the fourth place, the laboring according to God's portrayed will. The third petition, thy will be done. The revelation of God's will, the obeying of God's revealed will, the submitting to God's secret will, and the laboring according to God's portrayed will. Thus first, the revelation of God's will. Beloved congregation, we have already heard, considered the first two petitions. Then we may say that the first petition is the most exalted and the most glorious. Has that now become so in our life? Has there come a time in our life that God's glory, God's honor, receive such a tender place in our heart? And when we were given even a very small beginning with a broken and with a humble heart, with that vehement desire that I become nothing and that the Lord becomes everything, then what a blessed place. And when that has happened, then we also become exercised with the second petition. Because when the Lord works by his grace, and we may be given to taste of the good things of the Lord, when we learn who the Lord is and what an awful and terrible thing that sin is, and what an awful thing it is to be unconverted, traveling on that broad way to hell, because that's what the Lord teaches his people. And then they realize not only me, but all unconverted people, that they are lost. Then also the second petition receives a special place. And people of God, May that petition we have heard at Thursday evening from Psalm 115, the Lord will bless us, the Lord will bless Israel, the house of Aaron, and a blessing for those that feared the Lord. The Lord shall increase you more and more, small and great, both you and your children. And now in this evening, we come to the third petition, and that is the most difficult. Then we see the goodness and the wisdom of the King of the Church and the order of these petitions. Because if the Lord's Prayer had now begun with the third, then how discouraged those true children would be. But now first the King, our Father, to come as a little child. We read thereof in Matthew 18, verse 3, except thou becomest as a little child, thou cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then also with that profound reverence, which art in heaven, exercises concerning the kingdom. And then thirdly, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then first for a moment, then we need to consider the will of God. Elihu, in Job 36, verse 26, has declared that God is great and we know him not. And we with our little minds, then we cannot understand and we cannot fathom who the Lord is. And when we consider his holy will, that is one of the communicable attributes. Our young people, they can tell us that those communicable attributes, that there is a little resemblance also of them in man, although not in the way of comparison. And now concerning that holy and infinite perfect will of God, then in the first place, it belongs to his essence. In God there is no separation between his essence and attributes, and also between the attributes. But for our small understanding, then they are separated in the Word of God. And then in the second place, that is an eternal will. In the third place, it is an unchangeable will. And in the fourth place, it is an effectual will. That means even Nebuchadnezzar, after he received this understanding back, in Daniel 4, verse 35, then he has described that honor to the Lord that he doeth on the earth, in the army, in heaven, according to his divine will. Yet it is clear in the scriptures that that will is distinguished in God. It is one, a perfect unity, a perfect harmony. We speak of the mysterious providence of the Lord. But in the scripture for our understanding, then we read of two wills of God. Then in the first place, then we read of a secret will, or the will of his decree. And in the second place, the revealed will, or the will of his command. Concerning that will of his decree, then the Lord fulfills perfectly what he has decreed from the never-begun eternity concerning the children of men. But that will is hidden for us, And that is not the rule of our life, because that is hidden. But now concerning that revealed will, that is revealed in God's word, that is our rule, our guide, for us and our children as we travel through this time to that never-ending eternity. And for our understanding, then we cannot reconcile them to make that clear for our boys and girls. Let us consider the history of Joseph. Then if I would ask you, boys and girls, was it now the will of God that the brothers, that they have cast their brother Joseph into the pit and sold him into Egypt? Then maybe some boys and girls would say, that was not the will of God, because the Lord has commanded that we love our neighbor, also our brothers and sisters. I hope that may also be in the time of vacation, then it goes the best in the family circles, when we help one another, when there is love for one another, of course, with God's word as our rule. But then perhaps there would be other boys and girls, and they would answer that with a yes, that it was the will of God, because Joseph had to go to Egypt to become the governor of Egypt, that there would be corn for the family of Jacob, and that out of the family of Jacob, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. And therefore it is possible that as a boy or girl, I can be saved. Of course, that knowledge is not enough. It is a blessing. But we need to be saved. Thus then we see concerning the will of God, concerning that revealed will, what he has commanded and written in his holy word, then those brothers must not sell Joseph, that was against the law. But in that secret will, then it was necessary, needful, that Joseph would become the governor, that Zephaniah-Paninah, the savior of the world, that the family of Jacob would be saved. And now in this Lord's Day, when we read, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, then it is the question, what will does it now concern? There are those that explain it, that it only concerns the revealed will, but in God that will can never be separated. And also with the instructors, it is true, most of the focus on the revealed will, because we read, and all men may renounce our own will, that word renounce, that refers to the revealed and secret will, and without murmuring, obey thy will, that especially refers to the revealed will, because we have to live, we shall be judged according to that revealed will. And then it is always good and profitable. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children forever, that we may do them. That is an important text. Our second thought, the obeying of God's revealed will. which is the third petition, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant. That word implies a missing and a need. All went paradise. Then Adam and Eve were given to perfectly will what God willed. Their will was conformable to the perfect will of God. But through our deep fallen Adam, then our will has become perverse, stubborn, disobedient, foolish. Oh, many profound words to describe the will of a fallen sinner. Still a privilege and a blessing when the Lord still restrains us, that he does not let us loose, young and old ask for it, that the Lord, that restraining grace, that God's word may still have a special place, may still have a speaking conscience when we walk not according to his will, not enough for eternity, but a great blessing when we consider the multitudes in this world, when we consider our poor country. Oh, formerly, and young people, not to idolize the old times too much, but in former times, then what a special place that God's word had in families, schools, colleges, courts, and in the governments. But we have left the Lord. As a country, we have turned our back, and then we see the troubles morally, financially, a debt that, humanly speaking, we can never repay, and how that the Lord has given man over to the foolishness of the heart. Thus that revealed will has been given unto us and our children, and for this time, the Lord has promised special blessings where God's word may have a special place. But now what is necessary, not only a restrained will, but by the grace of God, a renewed will. And that renewed will that worketh by love, the love which the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in the heart of a sinner. Then they are won over for the Lord. Profound impressions of the attributes of God, of their sinnership, then they begin to have special trouble with that perverse will. The flesh is not converted. Trouble with the world, with the devil. Then they have troubles which they never knew of before. And that is that militant church, that is that holy warfare. And now the instructors have begun, that is grant, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And that is not only in beginning, but that is continually, each time by renewal, not to trust in self, then it goes wrong. Think of Peter, who was trusted in his own strength, and soon has denied his master three times. Grant that we, it's a personal matter, and when it becomes personal, also a mark of grace. When we learn that the will of God is only good, then we receive that desire not only for ourselves, but all men. Psalm 119, 126, Lord, it is time for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. And verse 136, rivers of waters run down my eye, because they keep not thy law. And why is that the desire of those souls? Because they have learned something of the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and that sin brings a curse under the wrath of God, and that the Lord must punish sin in his justice temporally and eternally. Does grant that we and all men may. It's also a special word. Speaks of the time of grace that needs to take place, congregation, here in the time. We need to be converted. We need a new heart that loves the Lord and everything connected with the Lord, and a hatred of sin, as we read in Lord's Day number 33, of the conversion of man, of the mortification of the old man, and the resurrection of the new man. And for the true people of God, as for examination, but in that Lord's Day, they find their life declared. And to that end, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will. Because our own will, that is so contrary to the Lord's will, and without murmuring, obey thy will. That speaks of obedience. Speaks of a cheerful obedience, an immediate obedience. And now to walk according to that will, then our boys and girls can understand it. Then we need to know that will. And to that end, the calling that we open our Bibles, of course personal, also for our boys and girls, also in the summer months, but in the family circles, the need to gather round about God's Word and not only read it, but that father and mother explain it, accompanied with prayer, that the Lord may grant a little beginning of this petition, not only in an outward way, but with our hearts, by the grace of God. We have read out of Psalm 143, and then concerning that expression, thy will, we read it seven times in the Bible. Two times in the two different places concerning the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and Luke 11. Four times concerning Christ, concerning doing the will of his Father, the Council of Peace, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then the seventh place we read in Psalm 143, verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. And now a simple examination, congregation, concerning the will and the law of God. Has that now become our delight? And do we love that law? Or is it actually a burden? Which two is it? The law, the word of God. Has that become our delight? May we say with Psalm 119, verse 97, oh, how I love thy law. Tis my meditation by day and by night. Paul has stated similar words in Romans 7, verse 22. And what is now your answer? Young and old. Concerning the revealed will of God, concerning the word of God, is it actually a burden, or is it a delight? We ask another question about sin. Is that still our delight? Or has it become a burden? What is now your answer, congregation? Which one? Concerning the word of God and concerning sin. And now also, when the answer is that we think, that we love and delight in the law of God, and that sin is a burden, then we need to examine that answer. Is it because of a tender conscience, a blessing? We have profound impressions that only when we may walk according to this word and experience the Lord's special blessings for the time, can also be a fear of punishment, profound impressions, that the Lord sees everything, still a blessing when we may have a troubled conscience, or is it by the work of grace that the Lord has begun that good work, that it has become different? What is now your answer, congregation, concerning the revealed will of God? Oh, it is possible, and that is still commendable, that children and young people, that they do not do many things because of their parents, because of office bearers, and also that we do not receive a name, but it can be that desire, oh, that our heart goes out after the world. If that is the case, congregation, then the Lord still calls you to repent and to turn of evil ways. We read in Isaiah 55, the verses 6 and 7, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his evil way, with the Lord there is still mercy. And then maybe you shall answer, but I cannot give that true repentance. I cannot give myself a new heart. That is the truth. Hold on to it. But young and old, are we doing what we can do? When we compare our efforts for this temporal life with our efforts for our never-dying souls, then we have an answer how it is. Oh, do beg the Lord. Because people, young people, you must not think that the Lord is slaves in his service. No. Psalm 110, verse 3. Oh, it is a willing people, although a people that hath much strife, with that perverse will, that evil heart, with the devil and with the world, and now a step further. For those who have received a love for the Word of God, for His law, everything related to the Lord, how is it now with your sins? When we become a self-righteous Pharisee, then it is clear that we are also on the wrong way. Because the Spirit, He uncovers deeper and deeper. And now the true child learns, oh, concerning that will of God, it needs to be a perfect obedience. When they read the Bible, never a wandering thought. I just mentioned a few things. With prayer, always with that reverence. Then it is the Spirit's work concerning that will. Impossible from my side, and yet the Lord in His justice, He demands a perfect obedience, and in that way. And that is now the wonder for the true child of God, for a striving soul, a guilty sinner still, original, and also actual sin, that there has come one. And that is the dear Son of God. Oh, what a privilege it is when there may be souls that are worked out, hopeless from their side, and that the question is born whether there is a way. A disobedient sinner that cannot satisfy justice, traveling to eternity, that there is one declared in the Scripture, for a guilty people. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom we read in John 4, verse 34, that in John 4, then we read, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. Let us first sing. Psalter 211, the three stanzas. O God, most holy are Thy ways, and who like Thee deserves my praise? Thou only doest wondrous things. The whole wide world Thy glory sings. And what follows? Psalter 211, the three stanzas. the third petition, thy will be done. The revelation, the obeying of God's revealed will, and now thirdly, submitting to God's secret will. Then we have mentioned Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, that the secret things belong to the Lord. We are not to curiously pry into those secret things. There are times when it pleases the Lord to show His true child, His servants, a little of that secret will. And then, of course, in our life and also for our young people, then we are called upon that the Lord may guide and lead us what He calleth us to do. And in this petition, when we read that thy will be done, then it is not an asking that the will of the Lord will be performed, because that shall take place. We read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, knowing the beginning from the end and from ancient times things that are not done, for my counsel will stand and I will do all my good pleasure. But when there is asked in this petition, then there is an asking, a submission, an adoring, and a rejoicing in the will of God, also in the way of providence. As a little child, to be given to believe that the Lord is too good to be unkind and too wise to err. And how deep it can go in the life of the true child of God. We have heard it in this morning. Now no chastisement for the present is joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it beareth those peaceable fruits to them that are exercised thereby. And this petition, when it may be an exercise, a blessing which Christ has merited for His people and is granted at His time by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. How mysterious that the ways of the Lord can be. Oftentimes they are. We read of the children of Israel that the Lord has led them in a roundabout way. Not strange for the true child of God. And then to be given not to murmur, not to rebel, not only with their lips, but a heart that may bow, submit, adore, and be given to rejoice in their God. Concerning the third petition, concerning the providence of God, then the church as a general rule, when do they become exercised with this petition? When there are contrary ways, difficulties, mourning, then they become exercised effort as well with a third petition. And alas, alas, they are special times when the true child of God may become exercised with this petition in a time of prosperity, when there is that tender, that close life concerning the revealed will, so often from their place, that flesh, alluring world, a tempting devil, and then that the Lord grants so much, so many blessings, that they become exercised with the holy will, that the Lord is so good and so faithful. For a sinner as I am, and those times that they are given to be wonder, that the Lord in his providence does not send much adversity. Does that take place, people of God? That there are those times under the goodness of the Lord that we are given to adore the will of God, that it pleaseth him to grant so many blessings, and what else than to be led into the source of those blessings. And those blessings, when they may be led and be given to see, that those providential blessings, that they come through the meritorial work of that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when in the way of difficulties, we read in the Word of God that he has chosen them in the furnace of affliction. And then that people learn. Then they have not stones to throw against that people in the wilderness. Oh, can be at the beginning when the Lord begins that they become a little angry. But glad that it is written in the Word of God that with all their blessings that they are so often not thankful. An old father has stated, for the true child of God, if now a child of God would receive in the day of tomorrow what he has truly thanked the Lord for in today, then it would be a meager portion. Oh, it is true. The church knows also of those times that with the smallest, when they may be given to see, comes from the hand of the Lord a merited good. Then they are given to rejoice in their God. But the church learns so necessary and so precious that submission that is a merited good and that is a given good, and that is through him in the way of suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he has prayed to his Father sorrowful after the soul, distressed in the body. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Our forethought, the laboring according to God's portrayed will. Then we see in this petition a labor. And then our instructors have added that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling as willingly, as faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Because our petition reads as it is in heaven. And in heaven there is the Son at the right hand of the Father. The Father and Son are one, we read in John 10, verse 30. There are the souls of the saints, and there are the holy angels. And now concerning the holy angels, their duties are manifold, but their obedience is perfect, obedient, immediate, and cheerful. Thus, to make it simple for our children, and we say it reverently, that the Lord never has to say to an angel two times to go to the earth to perform their mission, whatever it is. And therefore, those angels, they are portrayed in the Bible with wings, so they can swiftly fly and for the welfare of the church to be messengers of good tidings, but also to destroy the enemies. And we read in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Oh, it is true. There is much hidden concerning the ministry of the angels. But, oh, congregation, is that not a special thought concerning the people of God? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you now become so jealous of God's true people. May the Spirit work lovingly, irresistibly. Oh, may he draw, because then we become exercised with the will of God. But now our instructors, they are very practical, because we must remember that our work is also part of our religion. And then we read that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Our marriage form speaks of the duties of bridegroom and bride, also of their God-given place. And when we read of a station and calling, then boys and girls, that also includes you. You may have a little rest from your continual studying. Hope that may be for the refreshment of your minds. But when we read the instruction based upon God's holy word, then it tells us that boys and girls, must be diligent in their studies. They must be diligent at home, also in the summer months, to do your best to help father and mother, sometimes even do something special for them. Includes fathers concerning the daily bread, mothers in the home, teachers in school, office bearers in the church, and includes each and every one. If we read Titus 2, it also includes the elderly. The Lord, remember in a special way those that struggle with handicaps, infirmities, continual pain, continual weariness of the body and mind, when it can be so difficult even to perform our daily labors. Because when we read as the angels in heaven, they are not under the consequences of sin. And in Genesis 3, there we read of thistles and thorns, sweat of our face, how difficult with the weariness, the tiredness, we are not made of steel. Fathers concerning the daily bread, mothers in the family circles, in the night watches, how overwhelmed we can be. May we then be given to simply tell the Lord. Does not mean congregation, that we may not speak of our difficulties when we are overwhelmed. John Flavel has said that we may complain to the Lord. We find that in Psalm 142, but we may never complain of the Lord. Then we read of one, and may we need him, because the Lord has a people that needs that precious Jesus Christ as their prophet, their priest, and their king. And then we read of the Son of God, also concerning his labors. Oh, already in Luke 2, verse 49, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business. And in John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me. The night cometh when no man can work. Much to be done upon this earth. Read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, that we are called to put full or forth effort. And above all, may it be remembered, 'tis a blessing when our people, when they may be very diligent concerning their daily labors, but let us remember the admonition which Christ has given to the church in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added to it. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, but for each and every one of us, it is one Lord's Day less upon this earth. We have come another day closer to eternity. Ah, we humbly beg of thee, Well, they'll be the after preacher. Lord, well, they'll grant exercises and a love with thy holy will, with the humbly begging of thee, that we may be walk according to and to learn. Transgressor still, that rule may be made in the hearts for thy dear Son, who has perfectly finished the work which thou was given him to do in the state of his humiliation. And now at thy right hand, that he applies that work in the state of his exaltation, our Lord. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. We may commence another week. We may humbly beg of thee that thou may watch over us in the home, at work, on the way, wherever we are called to be. Oh, keep us from an unexpected, but above all, from an unprepared death. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? May it please thee to keep us from storms of destruction. May we be found to be more a praying and a begging church, that thou wilt bless us with the blessings of thy right hand, and that there may be a great increase. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Watch over us in this night. By renewal, we commend unto thee the mother who was scheduled for surgery. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 325, the first three stanzas. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart. And what follows, 325, the first three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.